Here with Tristan Wolfe on day two of the Fringe in Pavilion Gardens Cafe. The first Fringe City is about to happen, where everyone flies everybody. Tristan, how did finding yourself come about?
It was kind of, I saw a news story last December about footballers not coming out in public, and it's been an issue for quite a few years, and I thought, I haven't seen a play that really tackles why this is, so I thought, let's write something about it. So this is what the result of it is. So
what was your process of researching that?
I looked into biographies of footballers that have come out since leaving football, since they retired. One actually went to America and came out. Reading news stories as well. I've done quite a lot of research into what's been going on behind the scenes.
And is this the same pretty much across all sports, or are there certain sports where this has been easier than, say, football and rugby and those macho-type sports?
I don't know. I mean, women's football obviously is a bit easier for some reason. A lot of sports are a bit closed down still, I think. Can't think of any that are particularly open at the moment.
What was your process of writing this, of creating a script out of this? Did you sit down and draft it in one go? Did you have to eke this out over months? What was the process?
I gave myself a very tight deadline, which was good because that made me work hard on it. I just sat down in the library for quite a few days on end. I went through the seventh draft we're on at the moment. So I'll just keep on tidying it up and taking opinions from people. And, you know, I've run it through Sussex Playwrights and... done test runs with it, and we run it at the Hove Ground, so I got some reaction from that, and I tuned it in accordingly.
So there's a bit of a nosy question, but if I looked at your latest script, is it covered with scrawl, even blood?
Yes, but I have reprinted it, so there are some more changes I've had to make since the last. Well, yeah, it's always typos, but yes, it's not too bad actually.
And now, you know, are you out of the rehearsal room, if you were ever in there? What was the role of the writer in relation to the actual development of it in the rehearsal room?
Actually, I'm directing it, so...
Oh, my God.
Yes, I've given myself a lot to do. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I ended up doing it. So you have to step back a bit. But it's worked out okay, I think.
But, I mean, I've heard with a lot of theatre that when it works well, the director, if the director's separate from the writer, the director actually, you know, wants the writer in, and it's very collaborative. But in other cases, at some point, the director actually has to ask the writer to leave.
Yeah, that's true. but I think my actors are very happy working with me. They had a lot of questions about the script, and so I was there on hand to give them direct answers about, you know, why the characters were saying certain things or behaving in certain ways, and even changing the script, you know, accordingly if I needed to along the rehearsal process. So it's a sort of a quicker way of doing it, really, cutting out another person in between.
But is there a moment where, as director, you almost say to yourself, right, don't change too much now, we just need to bed this in?
Yes, I had to do that. I did set a date before the last, we did the Hove Ground, and I just had to go with the script that I had at the time. I knew I needed to do more changes, you know, for future productions, but I just, you know, you have to say, because you've got to give the actors a chance to learn the script and, you know, make it as good as they can, so you have to step back at some point. Yeah.
And in terms of this being a 1 hour play, is that because that's what Fringe now wants, or that was a choice?
Well, actually, I was trying to write about 45 minutes, and I seem to have so much material, I could have actually written for an hour and a half. Yeah. So it was quite nice to actually refine it down to about 55 minutes to 60 minutes, yeah.
But also here, where there are plays of social significance, cultural significance, the danger sometimes is they become quite polemical. You know, there's a message in there, you want to change something. But sometimes the best way to change things is by not being too polemical. You know, where have you found that balance that you clearly want to explore an issue that ought to have an impact, but we don't want that to be obvious, do we?
No, obviously there's an obvious outcome that you know, people want from, you know, they want to see gay footballers, I think, come out, you know. But... there's no particular solution, and I haven't really spelt out any particular solution in the play. I've left it quite open-ended, so people will come out of it and will discuss, you know, all of the matters that I've put in. You know, there's a lot of issues in there, ones that maybe not people hadn't thought of before. And so I want it to be more of a discussion when people come out, and it generally has seen that since I put it on. So
the Fringe is getting noisy around us, but we can still hear you, it's no problem. In terms of you as a writer moving forward then, has writing this and now rehearsing this, is it already given you clues about what you're doing next, or are you totally engrossed in this one and then there's going to be a blank space afterwards?
Well, I am at the moment totally engrossed in this one, but I have got plans for a second play, which I just haven't got time to sit down and write anything about it at the moment. Well, I could easily do that, but it would distract me totally from putting this play on, so it'll be another sort of current issues subject, very current issue.
Are you hoping that footballers, football managers, football leaders, administrators are going to come and see this at the Fringe?
I hope so. I'm trying to get... I am sort of in discussion with Brighton and Hove Albion. So we'll see what happens. And I will be talking to the FA at some point, hopefully.
Finally, what's your invitation for audience to come and see this?
It's a really... Well, I mean, I'll sell it myself. As I say, it's quite a gripping story, and it's funny in places and poignant in places. And, you know, you learn some stuff, and, you know, it's not just about football. It's about learning about your one's own identity and being how you want to be, and self-belief.
Tristan Wall, thanks for talking to Fringe Review.